بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Today we begin the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ba'ith. Al-Ba'ith with Ayn and Atha. Al-Ba'ith, the resurrector. Very important, before we start the majlis also, before we discuss the name of Allah, as we always are taught by our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Al-Hamid Sahib, Barakatuhu, Yalla Tala Grand Afiyat and good health, that we make the correct intention sitting here. One, we can come for the majlis. We just came Thursday night, Mubarak night. We'll hear some salat and salam. At least we'll get a chance. 3:40 durood, and my Jummah is done. But more than that, we've come to learn the yaqeen upon Allah. That, Ya Allah, I've come to learn how to have yaqeen upon you, how to trust you, how to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine the person does everything for his wife, all her life, and then do she say, I don't trust you. How the person will feel? What don't I do for you? What failure right now? But then she says, I don't feel safe. I don't trust you still. How bad the husband doesn't feel. So, to a certain extent, ourselves also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving so much, then do we have that doubt, really? Can we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Although Allah is giving so much, then do we still have this incorrect yaqeen, or weak yaqeen, weak conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas we should put your hands down. Ya Allah, we trust you through and through. Without even asking, Ya Allah, you gave so much already. Then to Allah is giving so much, we should become afraid, Ya Allah, that there's so much, Ya Allah, you are giving. Shouldn't be like Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he saw the treasures that came from Persia, he began to cry. أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمْ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. Then the ayat came to his mind that Umar bin Khattab, is it possible that Allah Ta'ala is giving you everything in dunya, nothing in akhirat? Everything is sweet, sleep, all delicacies, the food, the drinks, the variety, everything else. Ya Allah, in akhirat. So therefore, we sit here with this, Ya Allah, that give me the yaqeen upon you, the trust upon you. The trust upon you, and that I make the correct decisions, not that breaking your trust in me. But Ya Allah, I trust you completely. That Allah guide me to make such decisions also, that keeps my trust in place. So Al-Ba'ithu, the resurrector. Ba'ath refers to end. Ba'ath refers to send, awaken or give rise to. The word in Arabic, Al-Ba'ath, means to send something. Ba'ath, Yab'athu, to awaken or to give rise to. So among the meanings of Al-Ba'ithu, which is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that being who sends messengers to the nations with his commandments. So that is all meaning of Al-Ba'ithu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to the nations, to certain towns, villages, people, with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we call Risalat. Allah sent them with a message. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was also Mab'uth. Mab'uth means he was sent. Sent by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the Sahabi were in the court of Rustum also, the Persian emperor, and he asked him, why did you come? And the word he used, they also, Allahu ibta'athana. Allahu ibta'athana from ba'atha. Al-ba'athu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dispatched us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us. And this phrase that the Sahabi radiallahu anhum mentioned to Rustum, the Persian emperor, is our syllabus. That one is a mistake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. On Tuesday in Majlis also, Honorable Shaykh mentioned, if you understand this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is telling and saying to us, I made you only for my ibadat and nothing else. You are made only for ibadat. How could you do anything else? And whatever you have to do to remain alive, to sustain yourself, there also you have to ponder and think, how can I make that also ibadat? Not just do it, because I made you only for ibadat. So what you have to do, you have to go to the Baytul Khala, you have to relieve yourself, you have to sleep, you have to work, you have to take care of family and children. Allah Ta'ala has made zaruriyat, Allah has made necessities. So we have to do these things. But then to Ya Allah, those things that I have to do, as a human being, you said you sent me only for your worship and your ibadat, how can I make that ibadat? Therefore we go to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi of Allah taught us that to make the intention, then to read the relevant du'as. I have to go to relieve myself, the du'a before it, du'a after, how to enter, left leg, coming out of the right leg, then making ibadat also. I got reward for that. I got thawab now for relieving myself. I have to sleep. Then to make the intention, Ya Allah, I'm sleeping to gain strength to make your ibadat. Not that I'm taking, what do you say, 40 winks. Doesn't have a nap and get refreshed in the bed. I'm just going for a shower just to get fresh. Everything has to become ibadat. So my entire life becomes rewardable. So my sleep also the intention, I'm sitting down to eat. I'm sitting down to eat, the niyat is Ya Allah, not just to eat. I'm eating to get strength, Ya Allah, to worship you. The highest form of ibadat is salah. The highest form of ibadat is salah. So all this, Ya Allah, I bring you to worship you. What is the call of the time? What is the taqaza of the time? The demand of the time? With the salah, with the Quran, with the dhikr, whatever the circumstance may be right now. That, Ya Allah, I'm doing this eating, sleeping, relieving myself to engage in ibadat. The person's entire life will become ibadat. Then he's preparing for the qabr. Not that Allah is preparing 40 years ahead, 30 years ahead, 20 years ahead. I'm planning my children's next 60 years of their life. That's not ibadat. Just planning my dunya. I'm not planning my akhirat. Planning akhirat is when I'm thinking, Ya Allah, akhirat. Can happen tonight, can happen tomorrow. Next week, Jummah might be gone. I don't know. So all the time I'm preparing. So Allah Ta'ala made us only for His worship. And there's nothing else. This we have to remind ourselves, we have to understand this thing. Otherwise the system of dunya is such, I'm thinking my kids, 12 years schooling. We're already planning 12 years. Then we got an education plan or a fund. Another 6 years. So already 18 years of their life, we're planning ahead already. But this is pure the thinking of those that don't have yaqeen upon Allah. Those that don't even have an inkling of akhirat, what's going to happen in the qabr. Nothing whatsoever. And we are thinking just like them also. Just the same. So it shows, it should not be Allah Ta'ala save us. So my entire life came out, I go into the qabr, and there's zero. You did no ibadat. Where is it? Your life was just for dunya only. Now you've got nothing over here. Inna lillah. And now, when a person will go in there, then he said to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ Allah send me back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا So that I may carry out one good deed. فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ which I left behind. Allah, just one deed I want to do, one sajda at least. One sajda, 1 3 days in Jamaat, Ya Allah. So many times you call me 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. I say next month, next month. Oh, this 3 days, end of the month, too busy. Next month, 3 days, oh, beginning of the month, too busy. Middle of the month, I think too quiet right now. So I got an excuse, and 44, and the 3 days is still coming. Now when I'll go in the qabr, Ya Allah, that 1 3 days, that one salihan, my name was there, I supposed to go. I didn't make it, Ya Allah, I just want to go do it now. The reply will be, Kalla, hargiz nahi, never, it's finished. You had the opportunity, you had the dham in you, you had the breath in you, you had the air in you, you had the facilities, you had the time, you just didn't plan it, you didn't apply your mind. Why? To myself also, it will happen. It'll come. It'll happen one weekend now. It'll just fall into place. If only that happens now with the family and the children also, we'll see. No, we're planning in advance. Don't you know right now the itinerary? But now when it comes to my deen, it'll happen. We'll see. If it just clicks, and the right guys are going, the right crowd is there, and I'm really not doing anything, I might just see how it goes. So my deen has become like that. My entire deen has become like that. When it comes to salah also, Hazrat says, how many of us, there's so much of room for improvement in salah. One is to come early for namaz. Then to come before azan also. I might think I got my takbirah ula, but I'm making it just in time. To come before that. Then to come at azan time. Then to come before azan. Then to come 15 minutes before azan. Then to read my Quran. There's always place for improvement, but I think I got that, I got my deen. I got the basics. And nobody is happy with basics in their home. Nobody is happy with basics in their life. Wala Barul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali once gave a bayan in Bombay. And he was speaking about the Jude of Quran Sharif. So he says that many a person's Quran tilawat is not correct. But he's happy with it. He said, he reads Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And he says, he's happy with it. When he comes to dunya, then he was A class. He wants first class. But Deen now is happy with B class. There, as long as I carry Quran, my namaz is okay. So after the bayan, one youngster came, about witty and funny, sarcastic. He says, Malala, you give that bayan, even with dunya, happy with B grade too. The father was listening. Father said, don't speak lies. When he wanted a wife, he wanted A class. When he wanted furniture, he didn't want second hand, he wanted brand new. So don't say you're happy with second hand. He wanted everything top of the range. So deen has to be top of the range also. I want top of the range deen. I want it for my children also. For such an investment in our children, that their yaqeen has to be made. Their yaqeen has to be made. There's very fine point ulama say, when it comes iman and yaqeen, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a believer that believes in Allah. When you believe in Allah, you believe in all the attributes of Allah, all the sifat of Allah. Completely we believe. They say a person earns a sustenance. He says, Alhamdulillah, my rozi 100%, no riba, no banks, no this, no that, Alhamdulillah, everything above board. You see, that's the part of the physical world. One is earning rozi physically, and one is thinking how to earn it, connected to the heart spiritually. What is the quality of my heart when I'm earning my rozi? Is it with greed? Is it with isharaf that I'm looking at that man's wealth, I gotta outdo him? Is it now with jealousy and hasad? Person has love for, is enjoying the dunya. He's enjoying the dunya. Where Sahaba radiallahu anhu kicking it. The Sahabi was kicking it. 2 rakat salah is better than all my business put together. I better get my 2 rakat salah. They were doing trade. One of you, if Allah, so much profit I made. So much profit I made. All the booty, all the spoils of war. Shall I show you something better? 2 rakat salah. It's more valuable than all of this put together. So they say, one, everything is above board. The paperwork, everything Sharia compliant. But together with that, the effect in that rosy comes from the heart. But what quality of heart am I earning my sustenance? That's the most important. Yes, we have to be 100% halal. But the quality of the heart, is the heart earning rozi's ibadat or just because I need to make it? To the extent of ulama, the Sufiya say that the person who earns sustenance with the incorrect conviction and yaqeen. Like one person says, you don't know someone, then see how he is when he gets angry. Then you can judge his akhlaq. Now see what he spews out. Umar bin Khattab, you say, radiallahu anhu, travel with the person, you learn. Do business with him, you learn his character and akhlaq. For a person doing business, you can gauge from him how he's talking in his business, whether the power pack now, the way he's packing his deals, etc., shows where the yaqeen is. How he's talking like there's no Allah right now. He's making, cutting deals one way, not even thinking of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No salam, no kalam, no alhamdulillah, nothing. Just phone after phone, but there's no pausing right now. Hold on, what is all this for? What is this for right now? What speed the mind is working? Like we had, Jamaat came some years ago from Qatar. And there was a scientist in the Jamaat. Just slipped my mind. Dr. Aboud. Dr. Aboud was Iraqi originally, then he moved to Qatar. For years he was in the US, one among the top 10 scientists at that time. He used to go from varsity to varsity, lecturing. So when he used to make gush that time in the varsities, the crowd used to come around him because they knew him. They used to read about him in the journals. So when he was here in Jamaat, so one morning we were sitting for the morning fikr, the mashwara in the morning. And he had a frown on his forehead. And deep thought. So one of the satis asked him, Dr. Sahib, something's troubling you. He says, not at all. He says, why are you so much in deep thought? He said, don't you think like this in your business? What to do next? Mind is working. When he comes to mashwara, you're all relaxed. And what do you do next? What's the next taqaza? What time is breakfast? When, how many mulaqats today? Alright, we'll see, we get time. Say, nobody talks business like that. Say, but for deen, we'll talk like that. Like this easy way. The qabr is far away. But now, I've got to make the dunya today. I've got to work today. That's work. This is like by the way. So he says, right now, I'm trying to apply my mind and make it work at the speed it works in my workplace. What speed it works there, I can't even put the speedometer to it. At what speed the mind works in dunya, I'm trying to apply my mind to work for my deen like that. That's why I'm taking some halat right now. How many Muslims in the area? How many baligh men in the area? How many percentage are coming for Fajr, for Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib? Like this other night, we're sitting together. One of the areas, 200 Muslim homes, more than 250 baligh men. So they're doing a count. Almost 180 musallis in that area. Almost 180 musallis from 250. See how the mind is working. This is business. Ijarat al-lan tabur, business where there's no loss. Now we're trying to increase the numbers of musa. This is business. This is business. I'm trying to apply my mind. But the Sufiyah say that person who earns a livelihood with an incorrect yaqeen. That if I'm not here, we might not say it. Sometimes we do say it. If I'm not here, what will happen? Sometimes the housewife will say it also. If I'm not here, what will happen? That's what Fir'aun Namrud will say. Everything is happening because of me. So I might not say it, but I believe it. Yes, we have to look after our dunya. Very important. Ulama say, yes, Allah has given you amanat. You have to be there. You have to look after it. Take care of it. No problem. But we know Fir'aun and Namrud, that everything is happening under our control. So they say that person who earns his livelihood with the incorrect yaqeen, then spiritually his rose is contaminated and spiritually haram for him. Spiritually, because the yaqeen wasn't upon Allah. My business is doing it. I'm doing it. My brain is doing it. This is Fir'auniyat. This is Qaruniyat. Yeah, Qarun had the same temperament. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I'm learning all of this with my knowledge. So I might not say it. That's why Hazrat says, we've been created only for ibadat. Make the dunya ibadat also. By putting on musalla doesn't make it ibadat. By putting on Quran in the shop, or playing the CD Yasin in the morning, won't make everything halal. It's got to do with the heart. It's got to do with the heart, and the heart will have the effect. What heart is going into the shop right now, I've got to be here, not for the sake of dunya. I'm planning my akhirat right now. I'm planning my akhirat, that yaqeen, the correct mind has to be there, correct intention has to be there, not only for myself, for my generations. And that now will have an effect. That now will have an effect, like our Hazrat says, when it's snowing on the bergs, how many kilometers away? 400, 300 kilometers away. We feel the cold over here in Durban. But there's no snow here. There's a natural phenomenon that takes place. Imagine the heart of insan. If that causes an effect, this snow fall on the mountains, we feel cold over here. He says, imagine now the hearts of the awliya that are pumping the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we go and sit with them, see the effect it has on our heart. Now the same heart we go into dunya, the same heart we go into the business, the same heart we go into the house. We can imagine the effect of it. So the heart has an effect. That is why the spiritual illnesses of the heart, that we have to see what is in the heart right now, what niyat we have. For me to clean out my heart, and then, how many times we repeated this, but the effect it has in the heart also. If only we knew Mawlana Yunus Dayasab Rahmatullah Ali, what a wali of Allah. What a wali of Allah from Mabaro. From what I heard, there wasn't a Sirat Kitab in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which he hadn't read. Any Sirat Kitab. What love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent. Nabi of Allah came in his dream one time and told him, oh Yunus, when are you coming to visit me? Long time you haven't come. Especially in all the way, just to make salat and salam. He mentioned to our Hazrat. And he says, Morana, imagine a person, what do you think of a person that goes into the qabr with a contaminated heart? How is he going to come back and clean it? He's gone. He's finished. He said, nobody's even worried about cleaning their heart before they go to the qabr. They feel be alright. Whether men, whether women, whether children. Nobody's concerned about them. My heart is okay. But dunya a little bit happens. Now, I lost my balance. But the heart, I'm okay. It will come right. He says, it won't come right. There's an effort behind it. Sahaba Ikram, for 13 years, they made this effort. For 13 years, they made the effort to understand, my dear brothers. Salah only came in the 10th year Hijri, more or less. After almost 10 years of cleaning the heart out. Roza only, the details of Roza became apparent and clear. Second year Hijra, in Madina Munawwara. Zakat, second year. Hajj only 8th or 9th year. So how many years of tazkiyah to clean the heart out? Hijab came day after Madina Munawwara only. So 10 to 13 years to clean the heart only. Then Hazrat says, how can I feel my heart is okay? And I'm still thinking more dunya. And getting more involved in it. And more involved in it. Getting the family involved in it also. Who's going to worry about qabr? I can't go with a heart like this in the qabr. And there I can't run away. No? There's no contact, there's no speed dial, there's no emergency light, there's nothing whatsoever. I've got to do all the planning now. Allah Ta'ala give us all understanding, inshallah. So Al-Ba'ithu is the being who sends messengers to their nations with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second meaning of Al-Ba'ith is that being who sends sustenance to his servant from such places where he never imagined, even though he does not earn. Even though he does not earn. Now we think where this happens. Doesn't earn, Allah Ta'ala sending for him from sustenance where he never imagined it will happen. Allah Ta'ala, such a system Allah Pak has given us, and he mentioned so many at times. As the brothers going in Jamaat, 40 days Jamaat, Dukan is closed. Shop is closed, and subhanAllah, before they go to the next venue already, we got 15-20 Saatis in the Mashwara making. Mashwara for the menu of the Jamaat is coming. You got one diabetic, you got one heart patient, right? That one day, no sugar there. Don't make it too spicy, don't make it too hot. The whole Jamaat, Allah Ta'ala has prepared for you, just to think what food to feed you, subhanAllah. Jamaat came, they don't even know where you're going to eat next. And ask the Jamaat Saatis, where's the best food you had in your life? He won't say at home, in Jamaat ahead. What a dawah it was, what a brah it was, what a subhanAllah. Because guest of Allah. They say, make every day of yours a day in the path of Allah, Allah will feed you like that. 40 days you made the intention, and when you left home also, you never worried now, 40 days I'm going. I have to carry maybe 20 kilos potatoes, some onions, and some sugar, and everything else. Only we carry the patkos. What will happen after that? Allah will take care of it. Allah will take care, and how Allah Ta'ala takes care of it also. Allah Ta'ala shows us. Then do we not trust Allah? Then do we got doubt? Allah, I show 40 days I fed you. Jamaat is 4 months, mashallah, and Allah is feeding them. Our Jamaat, when we went for 1 year, at the end of the year, we met Mullah Ruhul Qist, rahmatullah alayh, very high ranking Buzruq. He mentioned to us many things. He was an amazing person, very high level tawakkul. Many things he told us, finally he told us also, in my house, my wife doesn't cook food anymore. My wife and I made a decision. He was already a high level of tawakkul, trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told her that your time in the kitchen is too much, you're wasting time. Allah Pak didn't make you for that. He made you for ibadat. Now you make decision from whom I am taking, you take also. From that day she never cooked. He says the food comes garam garam, hot hot. We go in the kitchen, the food is there. It was like nothing for him. Why? He had the trust, like how the child trusts the mother. Ma, I'm hungry. Organize the food for him. You never think twice now whether the food is not. Ma, he didn't organize it. Because he recognizes his mother. He knows that she'll do it. For the awliya, they recognize Allah like that. And Allah does it for them. So it's not even shocking for them now that Allah Ta'ala, that the food was there. So in the whole 1 year, then he asked us. He says, Umm Nisab, Pura Sal, Guzra, you passed the whole year in the path of Allah. Kabhi Bhuk Chaka, you tasted hunger. So I, with a big smile, I said, No, Hazrat, whole year we had ikram. We never cook really. Whole year, people fed us. He said, Ha, I have sauce. I feel so sorry for you. I said, Ya Allah, I thought he'd be happy for us. He says, I feel so sorry for you. I said, Why are you sorry? He says, What's Hawa Ikram experience in the path of Allah in hunger and thirst, that sweetness of Iman? You will read those incidents and stories, you will quote them, you will translate them, it will only be a story for you. No reality. You will never experience what reality of thirst is in the path of Allah. As Sahaba Ikram, how they will say, وَجَدْنَا الْخَيْفِ الْكُرْهِ وَشِدَّةِ We found goodness and sweetness, difficulty. In difficulty and hard times, we found the best of the best. We found Allah at that time. He says that you will never experience. You read all the riwayat and for you will be stories only. But no reality. He says, go and taste in the path of Allah some hunger. Some thirst, where there's no water available. Jamaat, mashallah, they've been in the path of Allah, they've been through that. Some tashkils we went there after, 45 degrees, the roza almost 17 hours, half past 3 seri ends, and half past 7 is iftari, 45 degrees, you're making gush, and the mutakallim, you've got to hold his hand before he falls down. Because so much of thirst, can't even speak also. Then we felt a little bit, Ya Allah, this is thirst now. Making gush at that time in Pakistan, right on the northern frontier. Then we thought Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, how they must have survived for days, just licking one khajur and carrying on with this in their heart, Ya Allah, this deen has reached the last person before the day of Qiyamah. With that intention in their heart, they move in the path of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains Allah Ta'ala sent sustenance to His servant through Sifat of Al-Ba'ith. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent sustenance to His servant from such places where he never imagined, even though he does not earn. Here, my dear brothers, also, little bit we apply our mind. Our children in our homes also, we put them on this mindset that when you turn, when you finish matric, what are you going to do now? So Baba, for 18 years, what he was doing? So why you got a doubt after 18, how he's going to eat? Because you thought for 18 years, you God, I'm feeding him. No way. Allah Ta'ala made you out of means for 18 years. Why all of a sudden after 18, what he's going to do? So as you think of Allah, Allah will treat you. And in the zanni amdibi, Allah says, as you think of me, I'll treat you. So you put 18 years, where you got 18 years from? Or 25 years, or 22 years, or 16 years. Now you get your smart ID, then you get learners, and then you get license, and now you're on your own. Where that came from? For the Muslim ummah, they move in the path of Allah. Moving in the path of Allah, Allah opened doors for them. For us, we're sitting at home, we don't want to move in the path of Allah. So now we have to break doors. To break doors of Rosi, so things come through. They're moving in the path of Allah. Allah was opening doors for them. But look at the mindset we have now. That after 18, what are you going to do? You're going to stand on your own two feet. And Baba, for the last 18 years, where he was standing? On his head? He was standing on his feet. We've got all these phrases now to put that fear in the child. That what you... Yes, he has to do some work, we understand. But the mindset, we already spoiled his yaqeen. We never taught him that, oh my son, oh my daughter, if you want something, Torah Kat Salah. Even though your yaqeen is weak, but do it still. Even imagine now the six-year-old child learned, if I want something, read Torah Kat Salah. He doesn't even know namaz. He doesn't even know really namaz what it is. He just going to stand there and make subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. That Raham comes in the mother's heart, she reads namaz, put the food for him. Put some chocolate there in his pocket, put it in his cupboard. Oh, Allah gave me. Allah put rahmah in the mother's heart, this on his fake namaz. On our fake yaqeen, Allah Pak will give also. Tell the child, read the Torah Kat namaz. Now you're finishing matric, read the Torah Kat namaz. Read the Torah Kat namaz, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the father is going to do it, put him onto a'mal. Doesn't come just through checking on the internet and going on, why read the Torah Kat? We are Muslims, we are mu'min, we believe in Allah. Now we still get fear in the child already, that after this age now, what is going to happen to you? Now understand that fear we instill in the child, الشَّيَطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. Shaitan threatens you with poverty. Shaitan threatens you with poverty, and how many of us become agents of shaitan? We're doing the same thing to our children, we're threatening them. What are you going to do? So my father, all these years, what I was doing? Allah, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people wealth because the weak ones amongst them. Mufti Shafi Sahib says the weakest people amongst us are our wives and children. So their barakat we are getting. Is that we are doing it? Allah Ta'ala sustaining because of their barakat. How many times we find one child, they were on small car. Two children come, you need a bigger car. Three children come, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala, how it happened, it is bigger car, bigger home, barakat. Each child comes with his barakat. So to teach our children, this is iman. Now what happens to us, we feel that, you know, we're not on that level now. We're not on that level that now we're in churakat nafil namaz. We say, bhai, we're never going to reach that level. But we can act as if we're on that level. And even we read that namaz with a half yaqeen also. But just do it. Just do it, because we think, you know, when I get the taqwa and the piety, then we'll do it. But is a decision to be made now? The whole family go on to Torah Kat Namaz. How long is it going to take? Now we make mashwara. Now we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Ba'is is that being who sends sustenance to his servant from such places where he never imagined, even though he does not earn. Children aren't earning. The wife is not earning. Look at her taqazas are getting less. Her demands are getting less. And even the food, Hazrat says, that we are eating right now, we have no idea where the food came from. We don't know which farm it came from. Who cultivated, who planted, who transported, who packed it, who put it on the shelf, nothing. But my name was on the grain of rice. And then I got doubt in Allah. Allah said the grain of rice has to reach him. It's reserved for him. It has to reach his mouth. And how it came, from where it came, the whole system behind it, I don't even know. Allah Ta'ala sent it. And how we're consuming, but then I still doubt whether my Allah is enough, do it for me. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to have yaqeed and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the kitab, evil glances, love affairs, the harms and the cures. Lastly, we discuss point number 10, where a person meditates over the bounties of Allah, the divine favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many upon me, how can I break the command of Allah jalla jalaluhu? Then the 11th point, how would a person overcome this evil habit, safeguarding the gaze, that has become very difficult. Those people who travel to and fro in the city, Hazrat is giving us a tarqib, a hila, a plan, how to control the eyes, how to save yourself. How to save yourself from bad nazri, from looking at haram. Hazrat will say, don't import haram into your heart. The haram will be exported also. So keep the dogs clear. And let Allah Ta'ala come into the heart. So those people who travel to and fro in the city should perform 2 rakat salatul hajat before leaving home. This time I see also 2 rakat, now who is going to read it? Why are we all having a shower in the morning? Open the musalla quickly. Everybody was surah. Inna atina qulhu. Read it. Read it even with speed to no problem. But start doing it at least. It's a challenge to me, my workplace. There are females over there. Red mahram iman over there. The route also is just safe for my eyes, for my iman. So read the 2 rakat salatul hajat. Before leaving home. Remember this now, usually we feel only for the men. It's for the women also. If she's going out also, there's temptation for her there. She also has to protect her eyes. Doesn't mean now she's wearing a parada hijab, then she can look everywhere. The parada hijab is so men can't look at her, and that she controls her eyes also. So read 2 rakah salatul hajah, salah of neen before leaving home. They should make dua thus, O Allah, I give my eyes and my heart in your protection, you are the best of protectors. That's all. No long wazifa anything. Just 2 rakat namaz and a short dua. I give my eyes and my heart in your protection. You are the best of protectors. Now I just did that. Now don't doubt Allah is going to protect me. Today parents now, they got on the children phones, different apps for protection, for security, for safety. Alright, anything they see something not right, already the parent is phoning. Your car is not the normal route. Where are you going to? What apps? There's some 360 or 240. What is this? 360 app. So the app will show you left home, reach masjid, whatever it may be now. So the child is going off the radar somewhere. Already the father will phone. Check the speedometer also. That how far do you from Brickfield Road now? You do 0 to 100. That's where the brakes is giving. All that he'll check it. Now he's protecting the car, protecting the child. Just because he has concern, so we put ourselves in the protection of Allah. Allah is not going to protect. How much the father will protect his child? Even though the child may be wrong also. So we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give my eyes and my heart in your protection. You are the best of protectors. Try to remain in the state of wudu. Wudu is a weapon for a believer. When he's in the state of wudu, the malaika surround him to protect him. As far as possible. So try to remain in the state of wudu as far as possible in the office, shopping malls, etc. Remain engaged in dhikr. Very importantly, dhikr doesn't allow shaitan to attack the heart. Once you become ghafil, unmindful, shaitan finds a gap. Make dhikr of Allah, or read Yasin Sharif, or read 3 quls, but keep your mind and your tongue and your heart engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you still falter, you still slip, seek forgiveness on your return. Coming back home now, make tawbah. Take out your tasbih and make tawbah to Allah. Ya Allah, I slipped today. But make the tawbah for the day. Specify 4 rakats as a punishment for every sin. According to your ability, give some monetary value as well for every step you commit. And now for us South Africa, very easy. We got every robot, we got somebody waiting there, calling you by. So give them something. I'm going to the masjid now. Give it to the guard something. Make tawbah, istighfar, sit in the car before you. Ya Allah, raise your mic. Ya Allah, make me maaf. Ya Allah, purify and clean me. I'll keep back to the house of Allah, back to the masjid. According to your ability, give some monetary value as well for every step you commit. This will be charity. If you are able to maintain your abstinence from sin, then express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. This very important, as it says, that if you slip up, then read 2 rakat salat al-tawbah. Hazrat mentioned other places also, itaqa salatul tawbah. Itaqa salatul tawbah, and give the biggest note in your wallet away. 200, whatever you got there, give it away. Let the nafs feel some pain. That now I have to give something away. Because I've used my eyes, and what I imported, nothing. I got nothing for it. But I lost 200 then. I lost 200 then, but I got nothing really for it. So then the nafs slowly, slowly. Hazrat mentioned the same thing also. Person is angry with the wife every time. Hazrat says that you must go and hold her feet and tell her, make me maaf. If every time you get angry, give her 200 rand. Give her 200 rand, you see the nafs now will cool off after that. Yeah. Now I'm shouting and I'm losing money also. Is that worth it? I better keep quiet. I put the money in my mouth and save it and just keep my cool after that. Like this, the nafs now will get trained. And the eyes will get trained also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، أو كريم رحيم. الله يلا يميد his heart يا الله for your محبت and your love ما يلا يلا to trust in you, to have يقين upon you ما يلا to rely upon you ما يلا to call unto you day and night. أو كريم رحيم الله. Oh Allah, save our hearts from becoming drowned in dunya, O my Allah. Drown us in your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, every day is a day of mujahada and jihad against the nafs, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, yalla, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Yalla, we only have your protection, O my Allah. Protect our hearts, O my Allah. Keep our hearts clean, O my Allah. Keep our hearts pure, O my Allah. Keep it in your remembrance, O my Allah. Yalla, grant us the sweetness of Iman, O my Allah, the sweetness of Quran Sharif, the sweetness of Dhikr, O Kareem Rahim Allah, the sweetness of listening to the talks of Deen, O my Allah, speaking about you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from a fake life, O my Allah. Give us a life of a reality, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Shouldn't we go in the qabr, O my Allah, before we know it? What happened to our worldly life? O my Allah, save us from the dhoka of this dunya, O my Allah, deception of dunya, our nafs and shaitan and our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, reality is yaqeen upon you, muhabbat for you, love for you. Ya Allah, intense muhabbat and love for you, O my Allah, that our living be for you, our dining for you. Ya Allah, our eating and our sleeping be only for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, teach us Iman, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us that, Ya Allah, deep yaqeen upon you, Ya Allah, that we do not forget you. Ya Allah, teach us yaqeen, our children, our families, O my Allah, that you send us in this world, Ya Allah, only for your worship and only your ibadat. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the sweetness of Iman, O my Allah, sweetness in Salah, in taking your name, Ya Allah, striving in the path, Ya Allah, for your deen, O beloved Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, make us amongst the awliya, amongst the muqarrabeen, O my Allah, the salihin. O Kareem Rahim Allah, purify our iman. Ya Allah, purify our souls and our nafs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the filth and the dirt of dunya, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, make our dunya easy for us, make our deen easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let our dunya be our assistant upon our deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, make us true khadims of deen, Ya Allah. Make us true servants of your deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept our children, our progenies, O my Allah. Ya Allah, roses from you, sustenance from you. Ya Allah, grant grant their spiritual rozi, O my Allah. Grant dunya rozi, O my Allah. Save them from muhtaji, O my Allah. Save us from muhtaji. Ya Allah, make us dependent only upon you, O my Allah. Give us tawakkul upon you, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us hidayat. Give our progenies hidayat. Give our children hidayat. Fill our homes, O my Allah, with the talks of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. And ya Allah, that we are living for you, O my Allah. We're planning our qabr, O my Allah, and our jannat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, sumuj of dunya, you blessed us with, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to thank you for these ni'mas and these bounties, O my Allah. Ya Allah, and we haven't tasted, Ya Allah, one day of hunger and thirst, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how much you have spoiled us, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, then too we still have doubt in you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We still have doubt, O my Allah, whether you will take care of us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has doubt in us, Ya Allah, we get upset, O my Allah. You are Halim, Ya Wasi al-Maghfara. Ya Allah, so tolerant, O my Allah. Then too you will look us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are like little children, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. We get hurt a little bit, Ya Allah. We have doubt, you run away, O my Allah. Then too, Ya Allah, you pull us towards you by our forelocks, O my Allah. Keep us close to you. Ya Allah, give us iman, give us taqwa. Give us salah, Ya Allah. Give us salah, khushu and khudu. Give us the sunnah to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True love for every sunnah. Amal upon every sunnah. Give us the knowledge of every sunnah. Accept our health, our wealth, our time, our resources, our families, our children, our businesses, Ya Allah, for the khidmat of deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in our deen, Ya Allah. The qabr will be asked, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk. Who is your Rabb? What is your deen? What do you have to say about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh, my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the questions are out, the answers are out, O my Allah. And then too, we don't know the answers. Then too, Ya Allah, we're not making an effort for the qabr. Ya Allah, give us a reality in our hearts, in our lives. Give our families, our parents, O my Allah. Oh, Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept all efforts of deen, O my Allah. Accept the ishtima that is going to come, O my Allah. Make it a great success, make it a means of barakat and khair and hidayat. And all the venues, Ya Allah, and all the places and all the dens of vice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all closing up, vanishing, disappearing, O my Allah. The beautiful mahal of Medina Munawwara becomes once again alive, O my Allah, entire world. O my Allah, where it's easy to make amal upon deen. Ya Allah, taqwa, to just like Muslims, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of nusrat and help for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. Sham is on fire, O my Allah. O my Allah, only you can cool the fires, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa, the people of Gaza, the people of Syria. Only because they believe in you, O my Allah, you are Qadir al-Mutlaq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your power has no limits, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they have become the Fir'auns and the Qaruns and the Namruz of the time, O my Allah. Ya Allah, like thugs of the world, O my Allah, whoever they want to bomb and kill. O my Allah, they have no feeling in their heart, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you know we have gone very weak, O my Allah. You are happy with the weak ones, O my Allah, with the handicapped ones, O my Allah. We are the handicapped ones of the Ummah, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, come to the help of the Ummah, O my Allah. The help of the Ummah is broken, O my Allah. The Ummah is broken, O my Allah. Ya Allah, mend the hearts of the Ummah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, hearts for the Akhirat, O my Allah. This dunya is funny, it will pass, O my Allah. How much we have attached our hearts, O my Allah, to one thing of our dunya, to one child, O my Allah. We give them our hearts away. Ya Allah, the hearts fumble in your Muhammad, like Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they were getting the news that the child has dropped in the battlefield. The mother will say, Alhamdulillah. The second child, the third child, the fourth child. Oh, my Allah, we are afraid to lose our vehicles and our homes and our cars and our businesses. Ya Allah, keep us in the afiyat, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have gone so far from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our a'mal. Give us fikr for akhirat, oh, my Allah. Fikr for our qabr, oh, my Allah. Fikr and concern for our iman, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, our prophets drop, we get parishan, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, we must have al-salam, we don't cry, O my Allah. We must have al-Quran, tilawah, we don't feel the pain, Ya Allah. We haven't taken your name in the day, one durood shareef, we haven't read, O my Allah, we don't feel the pain. Ya Allah, this is proof you're living only for the dunya, not for the akhirat. Ya Allah, give us a heart for the akhirat, Ya Allah. Give us fikr for our akhirat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, only you can do it for us, O my Allah. Tawfiq is from you. Ya Allah, every home the fires are burning, Ya Allah. Something the children are being, every family of mine is something or the other, whether it's some drugs, whether atheism, whether shirk, whether kufr, whether internet. Ya Allah, whatever is happening in the dunya, Ya Allah, no hope is safe, Ya Allah. Save our children, our progenies, O my Allah. Keep them iman, O my Allah. Keep them upon iman. And our progenies, the qiyamah, Ya Allah, save them from shirk, O my Allah, from idol worship, from kufr, Ya Allah.
of atheism. Al-Kitab upon Iman al-Karim, Rahimullah, say them from the fire of Jahannam, Adab al-Qabr, and save us the entire Ummah of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabu al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahluh. Ya Allah, accept all the avenues of deen, all Ishima singing plays, the programs, Ya Allah, in the Khanka, O Ya Allah, make it a great success. All our satis, all our mashayikh, all our parents, and all our satis, Uba, ill and sick and ailing, Ghanim, Shifai, Ajil, Kamil, Mustabir, all those in debts, Ya Allah, remove the debts, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how many a young girl and boy wants to get married, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from your khazana, send for them suitable spouses, O Ya Allah. O Ya Allah, Hazrat Wala, Ghanim, Shifai, Ajil, Kamil, Mustabir, give him good health, O my Allah. Give him the strength, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give him the best of rewards, Ya Allah, in this world, qabr and akhirat, and accept him progeny for the khidmat of deen. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen. Just a reminder, my dear brothers, by now, inshallah, in every home, we should be speaking about the Ijtima is coming. The Ijtima is coming on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Let us make an effort to be there, inshallah. And before that, on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, our Jamaat will be going for 3 days to Pangani, to Richards Bay. Brothers are requested to join us, inshallah, whether on the day of Jumu'ah, whether Yom Musaf on the Saturday, sleep the night of the Jamaat, some effort before the Ijtima. For the Ijtima, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us. Tomorrow night also Shab Guzari program will take place. That is where the fikr will increase, inshallah. If we come here for the whole program, it is come for the later Isha. Later Isha, 7:30 will be Jamaat Masjid Hilal. And some Hayatul Sahaba Ta'alim will take place. We can sit for the Ta'alim. Many Jamaats will be around. Jamaat Makkah al-Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. They'll come all the way, mashallah, to make effort in our country for the Ijtima. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to attend the programs, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.